Back now with Day to Day. Here's the kind of news item you would pass right over. A federal advisory board wants to make a little accounting change, a little change in how it accounts for money. It has to do with Social Security. But it turns out it has a lot to do with kind of financial health and what the economy means. The Bush administration doesn't like this idea from a federal advisory board. We're joined by Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Bob, explain this for me, can you?
Yeah, let the debate begin, Alex. The question that this federal advisory board is going to be sorting out in the coming months is whether we should account for Social Security now or do it later. This proposal is coming out of the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. That's the group that establishes how federal entities do their accounting. This new rule would apply to Social Security. It would also apply to other federal entitlement programs, Medicare, for example. We all build up our benefits year after year, but the way things work now, those expenses don't get figured into the government's bottom line until they're actually paid out. In fact, the way programs like this tend to be accounted for by governments around the world is this way. And the Federal Advisory Board wants the government to make an accounting of those accruing benefits now. You can probably imagine what that would mean to Uncle Sam's bottom line. It would mean that the federal deficit would look a lot bigger than it currently does, and the Bush administration would like to keep things the way they are.
Right. It doesn't. Well, but wouldn't it have an argument? I mean, why should you have to account for payments you haven't made, really? I mean, eventually you'll have to account for them, but...
Yeah, the way it is now is the generally accepted practice around the world, and that's because governments really don't like for their entitlement programs to be accounted for on paper because they think it would suggest that they're formally obligated to pay people what's right there in black and white. On the other hand, private companies do make contracts, and they promise things like this on paper. We spoke to Krishna Guha of the Financial Times. He broke the story today. He's had an advanced look at this proposal and has been checking on how this idea is likely to be received.
The argument that the government officials make is that a private company is bound to a great extent by contracts with on its pension promises, whereas the government has only made political commitments to fund programs to the extent that they are affordable within the overall context of government finances.
On the other hand, this argument against this new accounting practice from the Bush administration says that this could put pressure on governments to raise taxes. They'd have to be prepared to make up for these projected funding shortfalls. This proposal, by the way, is going to be open to public comment, and the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board is planning hearings on the idea in March. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at why New York is worried about other cities threatening its lead as the banking capital of the world.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.